that completely. You gotta understand, yeah. I'm the fan.
Yeah.
I'm that guy too. I'm not some other guy on the other side of the line. I'm the guy in the movie theater. I don't have a screening room. I go to the theater every Friday night to see the opening pictures, and that's just who I am. I spent my entire childhood in and out of the theaters, and I am that guy, and I don't like feeling ripped off. And I think in the time of Alfonso Cuarón and Del Toro and, you know, certainly Chris Nolan and David Fincher, you know, we're living in a great time for filmmaking, and there is a chance for the biggest movies to be the best movies. Like when I was a kid, when you were a kid, and you saw Star Wars, and it changed your life.
Yeah.
You realize, I mean, you know, the Joseph Campbell components and the depth of the film, but the fun of the film and the originality of the film. Yeah. Let's return to that, where you don't have to apologize for a summer movie. Sure. That's certainly the goal. But, I mean, who's to know if we're there? We're only halfway through photography.
Yeah.
But I've been burned just like you, and I'm very, very aware of that. And I'm not jumping up and down saying, we've done it. You know, it's in the bag. I am saying, though, however, it seems to feel quite good. It feels quite good, and, you know, just to get that response that we just got. You know, people aren't looking to give you that, especially me. Everybody's still hung up with my fucking stupid name. What kind of a faggot calls himself McGee? I hate this guy. I'll never get behind him. And it's just stuff like that that's difficult to take because, you know, I'd be false if I went back on that. And I've been called that since the day I was born in Kalamazoo, Michigan. I can't change that now.
You just have to...